Hi everyone, and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi, and I'm sitting here in sunny Melbourne recording this podcast all about how much I love writing. Words, writing, story, speeches, anything. Words. I love words and I love writing. And so I've been doing this podcast for a couple of weeks now. I've made a couple of episodes, done a couple of interviews, and amazing things are happening. I think because I've now just honed in and focused on learning more about writing, talking about it, exploring it, testing it, incredible things are happening. Now, I've called this episode my second book and second thoughts on self-publishing because that is literally where I am right now. Two years ago, I published a children's book about friendship. It's called Multicultural Me. And it's a poem that I'd written after working with lots of kids who were saying they were being bullied for being different. So different as in you come from another country, you're not cool enough, or your lunch smells funny, I don't want to be your friend, or oh, what, your mum wears a burqa, ugh, that's not cool. That inspired me to write this poem, and then I had this book and I wanted to publish it, and I sent out a couple of feelers to publishers and, you know, other different places, and I didn't get a good response, so I decided to self-publish it. And that took me about 2 years, but it was the best thing I ever did because I felt like I was in control of how I wanted the story to come out. I worked with an illustrator who'd worked for Walt Disney. I worked with a graphic designer. I had a marketing team. I did all of that, and then we produced this beautiful book that I love. I love this book. And when I put it out to the world and started sharing it in schools and in libraries, it was just overwhelming how much love there was. It was really overwhelming. And it really opened up a lot of doors. It opened up a lot of opportunities for me. I got to travel. I did a world book tour last year. And then at the end of last year, I decided, I think I'm going to move to Melbourne because now I want to see some of these characters and these stories come alive on stage and on screen. And a lot of the stuff that's happening in the production world and media and TV is happening over this side of the country. So I move. And now what's happened is I had these four characters in that first book, these four kids. And what I've started doing is I'm starting to develop their characters. So the characters, their character traits, what they want, what they're aspiring to. And I'm now working on a series. So it's a four book series about these characters. And the first kid is called Sammy. And all he wants to do is play soccer, and he wants to play soccer on the moon. So I finished this first draft of what is officially my second book. And I finished the draft, and now it's with my writing mentors. I've sent it to one of my best friends who's a primary school teacher. I've even sent it to one of my friend's kids. And I'm starting to put it out there to get feedback and to just, you know, work out how I can improve this story. And so all along the idea has been, okay, I'm going to self-publish again. Like, duh, I did it before. I know how it works. You know, there are things that I can do better. But all of a sudden I'm having second thoughts about that. And it's quite interesting to me why. And I guess that's what I'm going to share in this episode. Now bear with me. I am just speaking my heart. This is unscripted. You're hearing it raw. Okay, so the first thing is I've written this draft of this story, what happens with this character, this little boy, and I've written 14,000 words. Now, never have I written that many words before. As in all the other times that I was writing stories, I'd sort of mash them together, put, you know, ideas together. Even that first book, it's a poem, and, you know, it's an 8-verse poem. But this is the very first time where I have written fiction. I've written a story, and I've been reading lots of books about, you know, screenwriting, about story, about plots and fiction, and, you know, all of a sudden this is the first story I've written where I've now incorporated all these different elements I'm learning about that I hadn't really seen or put myself into before. And it is changing the way that I'm writing. So all of a sudden I'm going, I'm much more interested in that, in fine-tuning my story and my writing skills, than I am running around trying to find a designer, trying to find this, trying to do all of that stuff. And the thing is, that is such a big part of the self-publishing journey. Is first of all, you write the story and you have your manuscript, and then you've got to do the other hard work. The other hard work, which is, you know, getting it printed, designing, distribution, marketing. I mean, it's incredible what else goes into it. So at this point in time, I'm finding it really interesting that my heart is leaning more towards making this story and the rest of the other ones, the other three, and this book series, the very best book series it can be. So all of a sudden I'm going, oh, okay, well, maybe I should keep writing it and fine-tuning it and making it really good and then look for a publisher. And that was an epiphany I had this morning, as in literally this morning, going, oh, I can focus on the writing and look for a publisher. And so now look for a publisher to collaborate with, who would then do all of that other stuff. So, you know, the designing, the layouts, the marketing, etc., all of that stuff. And I think what's interesting for me is when I did first publish the book, I did it because, yeah, I was upset that nobody was interested in my story, that nobody seemed to care, that nobody, you know, wanted to help me out. And there was a little bit of that, oh, I'll show you. You know, I was there just a little bit. But I think I needed to do that for myself, to really show myself that, yeah, I can do it. I don't need to rely on other people. And I'm grateful for all the experience that I learned having self-published. In fact, I even did a series, a video series, where I gave tips on self-publishing based on my experience. So I love that I learned from it, and then I've been able to share that with other people. And then I have mentees who've gone on to publish their own books based on my experience. But what's interesting is to come back now and be practical about my writing. I have many other things that I'm working on, you know, the scripts, the other stories. The podcast has become, you know, something that I'm really excited about, to the point where I'm kind of going, wow, if I throw myself into self-publishing and what that whole process entails, I might actually compromise the quality of my writing. So what if I just dedicate myself to writing and then really look for publishers who get it, or who get the kinds of stories I want to share, or who understand my voice, or who are publishing the very books that I love and that are inspiring to me. So in regards to children's publishing and books and, you know, what's out there, I think right now my biggest inspiration is An Do. I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is An Do. So it's A-N-H and then his last name is Do. So it looks like Do. So he's a comedian, a TV person, what else is he? I think he's done radio, I don't know. But his story is that he came over to Australia as a refugee. And all he's done is share his story and that experience, what it was like. But he has used comedy and humor, and he's fabulous. He's absolutely fabulous. So when I was in the bookstore the other day and I was just doing research on, you know, what are the kinds of books and what genre is this story that I'm writing going to be? Is it junior fiction? Is it middle fiction? I saw Ando's books pop up, you know, and they're beautiful and they're full of life. They're full of energy. And he has actually worked with, you know, some big name publishers and things like that. And something in me all of a sudden went, wait a minute. That's what I need to find. I need to find or work with publishers who get what I'm trying to say. It takes that pressure off me to publish the book myself. And that's still an option. It's not anything that scares me. I know now that I can do it. But all of a sudden, I don't know. I just, I'm excited about finding a publisher now. I'm excited about it. And the other thing that's happened is that I've found a new mentor, and she's just amazing. She really is. I found her, or I met her through a friend of a friend, and we started talking about books, and she's also working on some children's books. She's written all sorts of books, and she's also been a journalist, so she's written for all the major papers in Australia. She's really quite wonderful. And we caught up for coffee, and I was telling her about my story. And I said, do you mind reading it for me? And so she's like, yep, yeah, no worries, send it through. So I send it to her, and then she's read it, and she sent through feedback. Now, I haven't actually read the attachment, which is the story or the document I originally sent, but I read the body of her email. And in it, she said things like, you know, you've got to decide what your genre is, you've got to decide this, and then why don't you look at this? So all of a sudden, I have a professional writer looking at my work and giving me some seriously good feedback, but also some reality checks about the quality of my writing. And again, I think with self-publishing, sometimes there's that inclination, yes, that inclination to think it's perfect as it is and there's nothing more to improve because that's it, I'm doing it how I want to do it and that's it. And I think that's how I started looking at this second book, that, oh yeah, I know the story, I'm just going to publish it, it's good to go. But then kind of stepping back and giving it to other people, and now starting to hear this feedback, it's like, oh, that's what I should be focusing my energy on. Making really good stories, making the stories good. And I can feel that they're good, but I can feel I have work to do. And that's what's exciting me. And because of, you know, just looking at my time, my ultimate goal and my heart just wants kids to see these stories. I just want to share these stories with these kids to the point where, look, I'd be willing to do it for free, as in I'm that open. So then it's not necessarily that, oh, I want to sell millions of books. No, I want these kids to see them. And so when I look at what I experienced with distribution when I self-published versus the possibilities of working with a publisher who has greater reach and then can, you know, reach more kids, more libraries, more schools, I don't know. That is feeling more practical to me. And the other thing that's influencing me right now is that I had this interview with Melanie Houston, and she's amazing. She's an author. She's written a couple of books, and she's written stories. She has studied writing. She has studied editing. She also does social work. So there was something about sitting with this lady and listening to her talk about her work and how she processes it, how she critiques her own work. There was something about listening to her that made me realize I think I need to do that with my own stories even more. And that's exciting to me. And then when she was talking about her publishing experiences, both on air, on the podcast, and then afterwards when we finished recording, I don't know, again, something to me felt like, oh, okay, I need to make my writing better. And I want to. I know for myself that the areas that I want to grow and explore and test. And then there were two things that she said. First of all, she said, if you write a good manuscript, it'll get published. And the way she said it was very matter-of-factly, but also it was really encouraging. And it was a bit of an epiphany for me that, oh, okay, so perhaps in the past when I've been pitching to publishers or approaching them, it's not necessarily that, oh, they don't care, they don't see it, whatever. Perhaps I still had work to do. Perhaps I didn't write it the right way. Perhaps I haven't given the best description I could. So it's a fine line, and I don't regret not having been published with the first book at all. Like I'm saying, that has been so good to get to this point and to have that insight. But that really stood out, that one thing she said about, if you have a good manuscript in Australia, it will get published. That's made me want to have good manuscripts. And right now, my manuscripts, I love them. I'm emotionally attached to them. They're they're good, but there's work to do. And that excites me. And the second thing that she said was that, oh yeah, I'd be happy to read your work. And I'd asked her, I said, oh, you know, would you mind looking at my stories, just giving feedback on structure, etc. So again, all of a sudden, to have somebody say, yeah, I don't mind reading what you've got and giving you feedback, that's exciting to me. All the energy I was spending researching and contacting this person and that person to start the self-publishing process for the second book, all of a sudden, I'm having second thoughts about that. Instead of that, I think I want to start writing the other stories. I've got the synopses for them, but now I want to make the time to sit down for hours on end, and it's literally hours on end, to write these stories out so that now I've got more to talk to, and I've got more to learn with, and I've got more that I can share. Because I think now, when those books get published, I think they're gonna be better. Oh, they're going to be better. I can feel it. So what am I going on about? I think I'm just sharing where I am. And I've got those tips on self-publishing on my website and on YouTube. And I might even maybe put them on here just as reference. So I'm still all for the act of self-publishing. You just need to know why you want to do it. And right now, I'm feeling like maybe it's not for me this time around. And that's pretty awesome to do or to say. I don't know. I like that. And I don't know what's happening. What's happening? Yeah. If I really look at it, when I first self-published, it's because I needed to publish that book. My soul needed to publish it. I needed to let it out. I needed that poem to come out. I needed something to speak to these children with. I needed to do this. And it was the best thing I ever did. And now, with the second book, with the other stories, the other things that I'm working on, the other things that I'm writing, I don't need to self-publish. Woo! Damn. That's deep. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's where I am. And I will keep you posted on whatever's happening. Knowing me, something could happen tomorrow. I could win the lottery. Would I still self-publish if I won the lottery tomorrow? That's an interesting question. I'm actually thinking about it. I'm quiet because I'm thinking about it. I don't know. You know what it is that's exciting me about working with a publisher and even all these other people, the mentors, etc.? I think it's the collaboration, like a new type of collaboration. I did it on the first book. I went and I found an illustrator. I built a team. We did all that. We worked together. It was great. But now I want to learn from other people, and I want to learn from other people who live, eat, breathe, love books and making books and publishing. So I'll leave you with that thought. Yeah, didn't mean to get that intense. I'm so sorry. But as you can see, I'm pretty fired up and excited. And oh, in general with this podcast, I'm just going to keep recording and sharing. I have a whole list of topics that I want to share. And they're just going to keep being around this theme of writing, different types of writing, all sorts. So I hope you enjoy them. I am certainly having a blast. All right, thank you for listening. You can find my ideas, my videos, those self-publishing tips, my blog posts, everything. It's all on taku.com.au. And if you're on social media, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. So you can find me as @takuspeaks or takutv. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a fabulous day. I have lots of writing to do.